Then it quiet.
Hello. Good morning, boys.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys. Now, I don't want the usual chatter and waste of time. I just want you to take out your chemistry books and let's make a start.
Oh, strike chemistry again.
Yes. Gee, sir, this chemistry's hard.
I told you I didn't want you to start talking. We're going to deal with the preparation of oxygen from potassium chlorate. I'll show you how by heating potassium chlorate above its melting point, oxygen is given off and a compound known as potassium chloride is left. Yes, bottom of the hour.
Strike, sir.
But what's the matter with you?
Nothing, sir. Only I can't understand that.
Stanford, you've never been able to understand anything.
Yes, I have, sir.
Well, I've never noticed it.
But I reckon this is too hard for us, sir.
Too hard?
Yes,
oh, sure,
sir.
So do I.
All right, Bottomley, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, I don't have to tell it.
No. Yes, of course you do.
Ah, well, I still reckon it's too hard.
Yes, so does my father.
Yes, well, your father?
Yes, sir, he doesn't want me to learn chemistry.
Oh, doesn't he?
No, sir.
Oh, and why not?
Well, he said if I'm going to be a doctor, there's no need to learn chemistry.
No, of course, but what?
Well, a doctor always gets another chap to do his chemistry.
Stanford, apart from the fact that you're just talking twaddle, because chemistry is a very important subject for a doctor, but quite apart from that, you have absolutely no chance of ever being a doctor.
No, but the...
No.
What?
Who said you were going to be a doctor?
My father said I could if I wanted, sir.
Ah, well, what, a horse doctor?
No, sir.
No, even a horse doctor is out of the question.
I never knew you could train a horse to become a doctor.
Can you?
No, sir.
Oh, well, it's really marvelous what people can do these days. You simply get the horse and... No, just a minute. Bottomly, look, what are you talking about? I said a horse doctor. That's not a performing animal, you idiot. A horse doctor is a man who fixes up a horse.
Ah, crook.
Yes, a crook.
They put batteries under the saddle.
That's right. No, they don't.
Well, what do they put under the saddle?
The horse doctor.
Ah, of course.
Oh, yes, of course. Serves you right, Bobby. Perhaps that might remind you that I'm not going to tolerate any of your nonsense today. I've told you before about those weak puns, so stop it.
Right.
And there's no need for that injured tone. You got nothing more than you deserve. You were just purposely misunderstanding me right from the start.
No, I wasn't.
And I say you were. I wasn't talking about performing animals, and you know it. It's always... Oh, Greenbottle.
Yes.
Yes, I mentioned performing animals, and you walk in.
Yes.
How very appropriate.
Yes.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Look, never mind, forget it. Look, just sit down in your place and keep quiet.
My dog's the best performing animal I know.
Oh, is he?
Yes. He can even pronounce his own name.
All right, well, I know that, but he's... He can what?
He can pronounce his own name.
Greenbottle, nobody asked you to give an impersonation of a lunatic.
Oh, I am not.
Well, stop behaving like one. I have no desire to discuss performing animals with you or anybody else. And what's more, no dog can pronounce its own name.
Yes, well, mine can.
What is his name?
Bow Wow.
Bow Wow?
Yes, he goes round all day saying Bow Wow. Bow Wow.
Greenbottle,
Oh,
serves you right. I'll give you Bow Wow, my boy. I told you once to sit down and keep quiet, but apparently you didn't hear me or didn't want to hear me. Now do as you're told before you get some more of it. And pay attention, everybody. We must get on with this lesson.
Can't we do history or something, sir?
Yes, sir. History, sir. That's better than chemistry.
Yes, well, that's my best subject.
Quiet. Look, I'm the one who decides what shall be included in the curriculum of this school. Not you, Stanford, or your father.
Does that mean I'll have to leave, sir?
Yes, you'll have... to leave? Well, what do you mean, leave?
Well, you know, sir. Go to another school.
That's not necessary. I can teach you all you want to know.
Yes!
Yes, what?
Yes, you know, I'm always prepared to help.
Yes, and Greenbottle will give us a hand, sir. No, he won't. Greenbottle, look, mind your own business. This has got nothing to do with you at all.
Well, it looks like we won't be doing the chemistry, doesn't it?
Bottomy, look, there's no need for you to sit there and make remarks all day. And Stanford.
Yes, sir?
I certainly don't want to lose anybody like a pupil from this class. I couldn't afford it. I just wouldn't like it.
No, sir.
No, well, we'll do history.
Yes.
Yes, well, that's my best subject.
Exactly. I'd have been very surprised if you hadn't said it was.
Yes.
Yes, well, now that you've said it, keep quiet and give somebody else a chance to say something.
Sure, it's my turn.
Exactly. Vladimir will say a few words.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yes.
It gives me great pleasure to be upon a this time.
Vladimir, look, will you stop that rot? Nobody asked you to make a speech, you idiot. I've already given you the stick today, and I don't want to have to give it to you again, so be very careful. Well, take out your history books.
Yes.
Right.
What branch of history did you have in mind, Stanford?
What, sir?
What work do you want to do?
I don't want to do any, sir.
No?
Well, we can go now.
Yes. Oh, well, you all better go. But no, look, Stanford, look, what is the matter with you?
Nothing, sir.
Well, look, you ask us to do history, and when I ask you what branch, you don't want to do any.
No, sir.
Oh, don't you? Well, you will. In fact, we all will.
Yeah.
We'll do Australian history, and we'll do it thoroughly.
Australian history?
Yes, Greenbottle.
Well, now, if you'll all give me your attention, I'll explain the whole
thing. Greenbottle.
Yes?
You'll remain silent throughout the entire lesson.
Yes, but I know a fair bit about this.
Well, I don't care if you know all about it. Keep quiet. And you know as well as I do that you know nothing about it.
Yes, but he's one of my favorites.
Yes, well, who is?
Captain Columbus.
Oh, I see. Who? Captain Columbus?
Yes, of course he is.
Greenbottle, Christopher Columbus discovered America, but he had nothing whatever to do with Australia.
Why not, sir?
He didn't understand the language. Every time.
Yeah,
now, wait a minute. Would you mind very much letting me give this lesson? And then things mightn't get quite so confused.
Yes.
And seeing that you know all about this botany, who discovered Australia?
It wasn't me.
Now, don't lie, botany. You know as well as... Now, all right, I didn't say it was you.
No, because I was born here.
Yes, and you'll die here, too, if you're not very careful.
Yeah.
Keep quiet. Who was it, Bottomy, that came across and discovered Australia? Well, try. Go on, try.
Well, I'll say Ned Kelly.
There. You see what you can do when you try?
He never came across.
No, Bottomy, you're wrong.
Yes, of course he is.
Look, even Greenbottle knows that.
Yes, Ned Kelly never came across.
No, didn't he?
No, because when the police tried to catch him, they said, "Now listen, Ned, you're going to come across." And he said, "No."
What?
I know a fair bit about this.
Greenbottle, you know nothing whatever about it. Ned Kelly doesn't come into this at all.
No, because he didn't come across.
Will you stop talking about coming across? When I use the expression came across, I mean he came across the sea in a ship and discovered Australia.
Who, sir?
Ned Kelly, Little Red Riding Hood. Look, I'm not here to answer your questions. That's what I'm trying to find out from you.
What, sir?
Who discovered Australia?
Oh.
Yes, ah. Now, look, we've had all this before. This is just going back over old work. And it serves to show me how little notice you take of your work when we do these things.
Yes, sir.
Well, do you mean to say that not one of you can tell me who discovered Australia?
Yes, of course I can.
You said Captain Columbus, and that's wrong. The captain part was right, but the Columbus is wrong. Well, come on. Captain who?
Captain Courageous.
Rubbish.
Captain Rubbish.
At last. No! Greenbottle, you've already said too much for one lesson, so hold your tongue.
Yes.
Well, look, this is absolutely disgusting. Here you are. You can't remember a simple thing like that. It's something we've done before. Every schoolboy knows who discovered Australia. You boys ought to be ashamed of yourselves.
Yes, sir.
Nobody would think that you were schoolboys at all. Look, if a man came up to you in the street, you, a bunch of schoolboys, and he came up and said, "Who discovered Australia?" Wouldn't you feel ashamed?
No.
Well, you ought to. If he said to you, "Who discovered Australia?"
I'd call a copper.
A copper?
Yeah, the bloke would be a deal.
What? Possibly, are you trying to be rude?
No, sir.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me.
But a bloke wouldn't ask you that in the street.
No, but he might. And if he did, you wouldn't even answer it.
No. If he's too tight to buy a history book himself, well, serves him right.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
I'm not an inquiry officer, no.
Listen, will you boys stop being ridiculous and try and concentrate on your work for a change? If you applied your brains to your studies, instead of trying to work out funny answers, you'd do a lot better for yourself.
That wasn't funny.
All right. Evasive answers, if you don't like funny answers.
I like funny answers, sir.
Do you?
Yes, sir.
Do you? Well, look, if you're not very careful, you'll be staying in after school and writing out about 500 funny answers.
Right.
Well, stop talking and let's get on with this work. Look, have any of you boys ever heard of Captain Cook?
What's he done this time?
The same old trouble. Can't keep his hands to himself. Wait a minute. I thought it was about time I gave you the stick. You've had too many warnings today altogether. You're just a troublemaker. That's all you are, Bottomy.
Yes, sir.
Shut up.
Yes.
Well, have any of you boys ever heard of Captain Cook?
Yes, sir.
Of course we have.
All right, then. Well, didn't he discover Australia? Well, go on, I'm waiting. Say who?
Who?
Stanford, just let him say who.
Who, sir?
You. Just say who and see how you get on.
Yes.
Yes, well, you've got more brains than I thought you had.
Who, sir?
Captain, you, what?
Blizzard!
I felt sure it'd only be a matter of time before you asked some irrelevant question.
Yes.
Yes, and you attend to your own affairs.
Who?
You. Listen, and stop this who business, too, and unless you want the stick as well.
Yes.
Very good, then. Now, look, how do we get to this stage? Well, what's happening now? You see the trouble in this class? I start to tell you something, and I have so many interruptions that after a while I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Well, keep quiet and give me a chance.
Yes, sir.
Captain Cook discovered Australia in... Well, can anybody tell me that? In?
In a boat.
In a boat, exactly. And No, I don't mean that, you idiot. It wasn't in a boat.
On a raft.
On a raft, of course. Green Buckley, I've told you repeatedly that you know nothing whatever about this, so keep out of it. You know as well as I do what I'm referring to, and I didn't mean a boat.
You're not going to say he borrowed Noah's Ark.
Yes, he did. He got it for the weekend, and all of it. No, I mean, listen, I... And that's what you get for being impertinent. That might help to check that insolent manner of yours. Borrowed Noah's Ark. He came here in a boat, I know that. What I wanted to know was in what year he came out. And in case you're going to say who, Stafford, I'm talking about botany. I'm talking about Captain Cook.
He discovered Australia, sir.
No, I never.
Yes, you did.
No, Captain Cook, sir.
Yes, well, we all know that.
Yes, and it's about time you did, too. And I suppose if you even learn that much in one lesson, it's more than I can really expect.
Yes, sir.
Right. Well, who discovered Australia?
Captain Cook.
Exactly.
I told you that.
Yes, but I don't grasp things as quickly as you boys. Because
yes, I don't know why you don't buy it.
Look, if you boys are going on talking like that, I've got a very good morning. Just say good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning, boys.